This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up just a little bit. Mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. High today on the low 70s. Chance of rain is 60% all day. Tonight, a diminished chance of rain, only 20%. Maybe an isolated shower. Overnight low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high up about 80 degrees. Nice day on the way. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Friday, another good day, only a slight chance of rain, a lot of sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Exactly where in Carborough to put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? That, again, was the topic of last night's Board of Aldermen meeting. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has more.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carborough Town Government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is, and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carborough from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the county library in Carborough and the town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the county commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
NAACP protesters, including some from right here in Chapel Hill, say the wave of civil disobedience won't stop until they feel their voices have been heard by the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 50 people have been arrested so far, and more may follow. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at a rally last night and has more.
In the face of 500,000 people not getting health care, where is your voice now? In the face of unemployed workers becoming hurt more, where is your voice now?
That's NAACP North Carolina State Chapter President William Barber. He led the rally Monday night at the Martin Street Baptist Church in Raleigh. Participants prayed, held a candlelit vigil, and sang several songs together. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP members took part in the rally, including Bishop Larry Reed of the Cathedral Hope Mission Church in Carborough. Reed was arrested last Monday during an NAACP protest.
Not only a regathering, but a regrouping, better understanding of what we're trying to make happen, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience. We have a lot of new people that are coming out to support us, a lot of new people are ready to stand with us.
One of those new faces included Chapel Hill resident Bert Gerganis.
It's not that hard to stand up and say, I've had enough.
He was there as a concerned citizen and also to represent the organization Occupy Health and Wellness NC. Gerganis is a general contractor in Carrboro. His business is Space Builders Construction Company.
They're trying to roll back the regulations for our environmental protections, which to me are the foundation of good life.
He also believes that this recent wave of state legislation is regressive.
What I see happening in our state is antithetical to democracy and to good sense.
Reed says that with each protest, people from a wider range of backgrounds are showing up.
People continually misunderstand what the fight is about. The fight is really about the people.
Reed says state legislation, from restrictions on voting rights to budget cuts in public education to the rejection of federally funded Medicaid expansion, could affect a large number of North Carolinians.
Take a strong look at what the legislation is putting out. When you look deeper and deeper, you find that it really is cutting at the core of humanity.
Another noteworthy attendee was one of the state legislator's own, North Carolina Senator Earlene Parman of Forsyth County.
Yes, fight up! Fight up! We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Barber says there will be another protest outside the General Assembly this coming Monday, and more arrests are likely to come. To see pictures from last night's rally and for more information of the upcoming NAACP protests, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners were busy last night, and they voted to delay the next property revaluation, despite evidence that the housing market is on the rebound. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Orange County Commissioners voted last May to delay the next property tax revaluation until 2015, it was because there were too few home sales in the county to provide accurate data on market values. But Tax Administrator Dwayne Brinson told the board last night that the market is on the mend.
4 years removed from rebound, it's pretty good numbers there. The quantity of sales is improving. In 2010, we had 1,236 qualified sales. 2011, we had 995 qualified sales. And in 2012, we're back up to 1,306 qualified sales.
Still, he advised commissioners to delay the revaluation once again, this time until 2017, because assessed values and market values are so close right now that a reappraisal would be unlikely to yield new information.
In my opinion, by the time we were to do a 2015 reval, tax assessments and market value would be practically one and the same. So we would have roughly no change in tax assessments.
The board agreed, voting 6-1 to push the revaluation back 2 more years. Earl McKee cast a lone vote against the delay last year, and he did so again last night.
We should have stayed on that four-year cycle to now, again, 1 year later, move it back. We'll further strengthen the perception that we're avoiding revaluation in order to avoid revaluing in a down market.
By state law, the county must perform a revaluation every 8 years. Prior to the real estate slump, the county had been operating on a four-year schedule, with the last reassessment taking place in 2009. Commissioners agreed to reinstate the four-year schedule after the 2017 revaluation. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will move ahead with a plan to update the town's land use ordinances when the council meets tonight. The council will review the timeline for the implementation phase of the Chapel Hill 2020 process. This year-long phase will involve public comment sessions as well as input from consultants at Code Studio. Proposed changes to the Land Use Management Ordinance, otherwise known as LUMO, will focus on neighborhood conservation districts, stormwater regulations, signage, and the future focus areas outlined in the comprehensive plan. The council will meet tonight, 6 o'clock, in the Chapel Hill Public Library meeting room. WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and much more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, with the traffic on WCHL, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Smooth roadways out there right right now. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And be careful on your way back to the newsroom. All right.
Might be some backups.
Do it safely.
I will do so.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, right in front of Fifth Season Gardening Company, in fact, in Carborough. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy all day. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 70s. We have a 60% chance of rain today. Certainly an improvement over the last couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers possible. 20% chance, though. That's not so bad. Low tonight in the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny day with a high about 80. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Friday, high in the low 80s. Just a slight chance of rain. In case you're wondering about the weekend, first of all, Friday night, slight chance of rain with a low around 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain. And the high in the upper 70s. On Sunday, another cloudy day with a high in the low 70s. So, weather's going to get a little better. And then we're going to be back to rain again. So, kind of up and down weather, but really not so bad.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. The United States Postal Service has decided not to move its Timberline office after careful consideration, according to spokesperson Monica Coachman-Robbs.
The Postal Service is reaching a permanent agreement with the landlord regarding the current space, and so we're looking at reconfiguring the space. The plan is still to move the carriers out of the post office at Timberline into the Carborough post office, but that would not take place until later in the summer or early fall.
The evaluation of the space was done as part of a nationwide process in the attempts of saving money for the Postal Service. The building at Timberline is 11,000 square feet. The amount of space needed once the carriers are moved out is only 2,500 square feet. With the agreement that was reached, the current space will be modified to only have retail services such as P.O. boxes and the purchase counter. Coachman Rob says it should have little to no effect on the customers' everyday use when those changes take place.
Everything would remain basically as it is now. The changes that will happen behind the scenes would simply involve the carriers moving, but regarding delivery to our customers in Chapel Hill, there'd be no changes expected with that move, even when it happens. And as far as the retail modifications, there'd be no changes to retail access while that's going on.
Recently, some Chapel Hill residents have received notices in their mail that due to the recent high volume of mail in the area, delivery could be slightly delayed. Coachman Rob says this has nothing to do with any changes in the Postal Service. In fact, it's good news because they have a lot of business right now.
That's just a good sign that there has been a higher volume of mail than normal. And so as we're receiving that mail into the offices, some of our carriers are getting out a little later than they normally would. But that's certainly good news for the Postal Service. A lot of it is a result of some new agreements that we're making with our customers.
She says a lot of the small business customers are taking advantage of some of the deals, like a new program called Every Door Direct Mail the Post Office currently has to offer. A bill creating a separate approval and oversight board for taxpayer-funded charter schools in North Carolina has passed the state Senate. The Republican bill passed yesterday. It creates a new board to approve charters and determine whether they're meeting expectations. The State Board of Education, which currently has final approval, could veto a charter board action within 45 days if three-quarters of members oppose it. Supporters of the bill argue charter schools offer choices to parents and introduce needed competition to the system. Critics argue charters aren't a true choice for the most disadvantaged because they're not required to provide busing or other services. A Democratic amendment requiring charter schools to provide busing and free or reduced-priced lunches within 5 years failed. The bill will now head to the House. a bill exempting North Carolina's judges and clerks of court from limits on where they can carry concealed weapons, has passed the House. The bill passed the House yesterday with little opposition. The vote followed a heated debate for another House bill expanding where concealed weapon permit holders can carry or store their pistols. That bill opens the door to carry or store weapons in restaurants where alcohol is sold, greenways, walking paths, and locked cars on public college campuses. The bill passed later adds judges and clerks of court to a list of those who are exempt from limits on where they can carry concealed weapons. That list includes district attorneys, assistant district attorneys, police officers, and others. The bill now heads to the Senate. WCHL News Time, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for news around town. 20 works of art using recycled, repurposed, or cast-off materials are on display right now at University Mall until August 23rd as part of the 5th Annual Scrapple Hill Art Competition and Exhibit. On Thursday, the competition and exhibit will be recognized with an artist reception and award ceremony from 6:30 until 8. That's tomorrow night on the University Mall stage. The event is free and open to the public. This year's competition features a new category in which interactivity has spurred new surprises for the artist to create for the viewer. First place, second place, and best interactive artwork will be announced tomorrow as chosen by distinguished jurors Gerald Bolas, director of the Raleigh Arts Commission, and Linda Doherty, curator of contemporary art at the North Carolina Museum of Art. A People's Choice Award will be given at a closing reception on August 23rd. I've seen that artwork in the 5th Annual Scrapple Hill Art Competition and exhibit. Pretty impressive. Really beautiful stuff out there. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Franklin Street Realty. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Number one UNC baseball team leaned on a four-run first inning last night to outlast James Madison at Boschheimer Stadium. Heels took it 9-5 for the final score. Head coach Mike Fox called it a sloppy game after a lackluster relief pitching performance. In the first inning, Carolina jumped out to a 4-0 lead after RBI singles by Colin Moran and Parks Jordan on top of a two-run double by Cody Stubbs. Freshman Landon Lassiter led the Heels, going 3-for-3 at the plate with two runs scored and three runs batted in. Stubbs also drove in three. Junior left-hander Hobbs Johnson claimed the win. He allowed just one hit and struck out four while working around five walks. Johnson improves to 4-0 on the year. But the Dukes would get to the UNC bullpen in the seventh when they sent nine players to the plate. Carolina walked four. In that inning, a wild pitch scored a James Madison runner, tallying five runs for the Dukes. But Tate Parrish came on and struck out Matt Tenaglia to end JMU's run. Lassiter pushed the lead back to four when he sent a two-run double to right field, scoring Jordan and Chas Frank at the bottom of the seventh inning. The Heels improved to 24-1 in non-conference action this season. Overall record for Carolina, 43-4. Still ranked number one in the country in two of the four polls that are out there. Carolina will host James Madison again today at 6 p.m. The men's basketball Final Four is moving to cable. Beginning next season, TBS will carry the Final Four, while CBS will still host the national championship on its airwaves. However, in 2016, the two networks will be in alternating the title game in an agreement made through 2024. In 2010, a 14-year broadcast agreement was signed between CBS Sports and Turner Sports. This amendment comes on the heels of the most watched NCAA tournament in 19 years. According to Nielsen, 10.7 million people watched this year's tournament, which is 11% more than in 2012. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Take a guess at how many UNC athletic teams are still competing on graduation weekend. All of them. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If you follow Olympic sports at Carolina, and thousands of fans do, you need a flow chart and some Advil to figure out which teams and athletes are playing where and when. Besides the top-ranked Tar Heel baseballers' crucial weekend series at Georgia Tech, there is almost too much to figure out, including how three seniors on that team are going to attend commencement Sunday morning and then get back to Atlanta for the 1 p.m. first pitch. Does the Concorde still fly? They must be having a separate graduation for athletes because a lot of them are in action Sunday, like the number three-seeded women's lacrosse team in its ninth straight NCAA tournament, playing the winner of Friday's High Point Loyola match. At least it's here. But those seniors must be carrying their sticks under their gowns. The men's NCAA lacrosse champs and number 5 NCAA seed face Lehigh Saturday, also in Chapel Hill, so those Tar Heel seniors can graduate without a conflict. No way they lose that game unless C.J. McCollum, who hung 30 on Duke in the 2012 NCAA Upset of the Year, at least with Tar Heel Nation, also plays lacrosse for the Mountain Hawks. Don't think so. Both the men's and women's golf teams are in their NCAA regional tourneys, the men out in Tempe, Arizona, and the women at Auburn University, where I hope the smell of synthetic marijuana that half the Auburn football team uses isn't wafting through the air. Trust me, playing golf stoned is no fun. Our women's tennis team is enjoying its 9th straight trip to the NCAA tournament under coach Brian Kalbas, and we all know how the indoor national champion Tar Heels did this season. Question is, can they win it all outdoors as well, beginning their regional here on Friday and Saturday? Hope the senior ladies love their way right into the graduation ceremony Sunday. The men did not make the NCAA tourney, but Hesben Hess-Olsen earned an individual bid, UNC's 5th straight and 19 in coach Sam Paul's career. I'm about out of time, but the softball, rowing, and track and field teams are all competing somewhere this weekend. I think softball and rowing are at ACC tournaments at Florida State and Clemson, but if you look it up and can figure out where the track and field men and women are doing and where they're doing it, please get back to me. I'm sure their coaches know, which is really all that matters. This is our chance, Keith. See ya.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
When you shop for new floors, comparing pricing can be challenging, especially at big box home improvement stores that have hidden costs and minimal service. I'm Stephen Brown of USA Flooring. You can feel comfortable browsing our special order showroom or scheduling a free in-home estimate. We want you to have the best possible service, selection, and price. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in our stores.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduations, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes a shot and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. High temperature today in the low 70s. Chance of rain is 60%. Starting out this morning, 53 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 52 in Carborough. It's always a degree cooler. Also 53 degrees this morning in Hillsboro. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. So, decent weather.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
More about the kidnapping that went on for a decade at a house in Cleveland. Three women now free after that ordeal. Correspondent Vinita Nair.
Our local affiliate WOIO is reporting that the middle brother, 52-year-old Ariel Castro, lured all three women into his car. In one instance, he knew that his daughter was friends with one of the victims. He approached her with his daughter, then came back without his daughter, and then lured her into the car. In another instance, he simply saw one of the women walking home from her job at Burger King and tricked her into the car.
That would have been Amanda Berry, kidnapped the day before she turned 17. WOIO's Ed Gallick says another woman, Michelle Knight, also endured a lot.
Knight says Castro got her pregnant several times. Then he starved her and beat her so she'd lose the child. But when Amanda got pregnant, Knight told police, she had to be a makeshift nurse delivering the baby, and she was told she would die if the baby died.
Three men faced charges in that decade-long kidnapping. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, we're going to bring you up to date on the Orange County Library, the southern branch in Carborough. Exactly where? Well, we'll tell you where it might be. And coming up in just a few minutes, a commentary on the way from Naris Levy, who says we need to be more welcoming in this community. Yes, in the community where we pride ourselves in being welcome, we have work to do, according to Naris. That is on the way on WCHL, just a few minutes here. Where will Carborough put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carborough Town Government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is, and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carborough from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the county library in Carborough and the town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the county commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
NAACP protesters, including some from right here in Chapel Hill, say the wave of civil disobedience won't stop until they feel their voices have been heard by the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 50 people have been arrested so far, and more may follow. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at a rally last night and has more on this story.
In the face of 500,000 people not getting health care, where is your voice now?
in the face of unemployed workers becoming hurt more, where is your voice now?
That's NAACP North Carolina State Chapter President William Barber. He led the rally Monday night at the Martin Street Baptist Church in Raleigh. Participants prayed, held a candlelit vigil, and sang several songs together. Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP members took part in the rally, including Bishop Larry Reed of the Cathedral Hope Mission Church in Carrboro. Reed was arrested last Monday during an NAACP protest.
Not only a regathering, but a regrouping, better understanding of what we're trying to make happen, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience. We have a lot of new people that are coming out to support us. A lot of new people are ready to stand with us.
One of those new faces included Chapel Hill resident Bert Gerganis.
It's not that hard to stand up and say, I've had enough.
He was there as a concerned citizen and also to represent the organization Occupy Health and Wellness NC. Gerganis is a general contractor in Carrboro. His business is Space Builders Construction Company.
They're trying to roll back the regulations for our environmental protections, which to me are the foundation of good life.
He also believes that this recent wave of state legislation is regressive.
What I see happening in our state is antithetical to democracy and to good sense.
Reed says that with each protest, people from a wider range of backgrounds are showing up.
People continually misunderstand what the fight is about. The fight is really about the people.
Reed says state legislation, from restrictions on voting rights to budget cuts in public education to the rejection of federally funded Medicaid expansion, could affect a large number of North Carolinians.
Take a strong look at what the legislation is putting out. When you look deeper and deeper, you find that it really is cutting at the core of humanity.
Another noteworthy attendee was one of the state legislator's own, North Carolina Senator Earlene Parman of Forsyth County.
Yes, fire up! Fire up! We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Barber says there will be another protest outside the General Assembly this coming Monday, and more arrests are likely to come. To see pictures from last night's rally and for more information of the upcoming NAACP protests, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Commissioners voted last night to delay the next property revaluation. We'll have all the details in that story coming up at our next newscast on WCHL. Also, the Town Council in Chapel Hill will move ahead with a plan to update the town's land use ordinances when the Town Council meets tonight. 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Rand Northam joins me now in the studio. And, Rand, what's happening today at chapelboro.com?
Well, Zach Godwin joins us again on chapelboro.com to talk about his latest movie review. It's about Iron Man 3 with Robert Downey Jr. Of course, that one's gotten a lot of national spotlight with the third Iron Man coming out, and, of course, a lot of local spotlight with it being shot just down the road in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people talking about that. Zach's review is mostly positive and thinks it's a pretty good flick to catch this weekend if you haven't already seen it, so you'll want to check that out on our website, chapelboro.com. Jennifer Bricks has a piece up for the ladies in lifestyle and fashion. You'll want to visit that as well. Our lifestyle section has a lot of great and different things to read about, not just fashion, not just movies, but entertainment, food, all kinds of different things that you can visit there.
Fashion. Remember that song?
Fashion. I feel like this is deja vu. I think we might have...
David Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then I went back and I YouTubed it, and I didn't really recognize it, but it got stuck in my head the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that'll
good.
Probably happen again today, too.
Maybe I've done that for you today. And yes, thank you. You're certainly welcome.
Also on our website today, photos from Dancing with the Stars of Carolina are up.
Ah.
And I believe there's a man with a bow tie in those photos as well. I think.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. Looking forward to seeing that gallery.
Definitely. Also look for D.G. Martin's latest column. That'll be posting today on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. Lots of great things to talk about, more than we can even mention here on our little segment on WCHL. But you can visit all of those things and more by visiting chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that. And the app is coming. It's coming our way very soon. It's in the hands of Apple, and we'll have it fully functional here just very soon.
All right. Hey, listen, when it comes to finances, it's a jungle out there. Now Financial Safari can help you. Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on 97.9 FM WCHL Financial Safari. Coming up next, Neris Levy has today's commentary.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Basnight are both native Chapel Hillians who've seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Carolina baseball coming your way tonight at 6 o'clock. Tar Heels once again taking on James Madison. Tar Heels are 43-4 on the season, still ranked number one in America. Again, Carolina baseball, 6 o'clock tonight, right here on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a Welsh-born American citizen. Not everyone is comfortable welcoming strangers. Our current world is full of real and imagined dangers, and it becomes increasingly difficult to distinguish good from bad. But not to keep an open mind and an open heart makes us all poorer for not taking the risk of engaging with strangers or people with whom we are unfamiliar. In a recent conversation with two young refugee teenagers, I asked them if they had any American friends or had ever been invited to an American home. They both answered no. Shortly thereafter, we had the Boston bombings, when someone just a few years older than these young people allegedly took out his anger on many who were similar to students with whom he had studied. And so how do we engage, yes, welcome strangers, and make them feel at home here in the USA? Are we really a melting pot or simply a gathering of ethnic groups bound by laws and the American Constitution? Crossing cultural barriers is both challenging and exciting, and clearly needs to be done if everyone in this nation is to go forward in the spirit of peace, trust, and unity. So think about how you could make a difference to your life as well as somebody else's by reaching out. In doing so, you will make this nation more of a melting pot, more inclusive, and less suspicious of people regarded as the others in our midst. I am co-chair of the Community Dinner Committee. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori, or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Women Starting Over After 50, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the support, topical education, and social opportunities for women 50 and over, is sponsoring their first fundraiser on May 18th at Patterson Mill. They will have music, food trucks, tag sale, and artist vendors, a kids' corner, and drawings. If you would like to be a vendor, please contact Donna Nelson at 919-918-3916 or mail giraffe3productions at yahoo.com. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our women.
Absolutely. 7:48, 12 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Fill up your tank and get your morning coffee, cappuccino or hot chocolate, and a freshly baked biscuit or pastry. And don't forget those big 79-cent fountain drinks. No matter how big, you'd even get that 32-ounce size, only 79 cents. Only at Cruiser's. Good to go. Well, traffic has been moving along fairly well so far this morning. Let's check in with Rand Northam and see if we have an update on what's happening out there.
Well, one little slowdown to let you know about, Ron. Just the usual suspects out there. South Estes Drive and Raleigh Road, that's where it is between 15501 southbound between South Estes Drive and Raleigh Road, or NC54. That's where we're seeing the one slowdown this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC54 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us, of course. At WCHL is our handle, and we always ask you to do that safely.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your keeping up with all that.
Glad to do it.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. With a special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. And don't forget, Fridays on the Front Porch has resumed again. Menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. All right. 54 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. 60% chance of rain. High temperature today in the low 70s. Tonight partly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or two. Overnight low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny day with a high of about 80 degrees. All right, 7:49, 11 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond has been working on this word all morning long. He got up early this morning, went to the dictionary, went to the computer. He's just been working diligently to come up with something challenging.
Well, that's the latest from CNN. I don't know what the...
How you doing there, big guy?
Certainly wasn't Fox News, I can tell you that, pal. All right. Yeah, well, I got a word here for it. Despite all of that slather about where I found it, now I got it. Well,
that's the important part.
You ready here, Ron, my man? The word of the day is puckish. Puckish. P as in Paul. P-U-C-K-I-S-H. P-U-C-K-I-S-H. H. In a way, we're continuing our theme here of eponyms. We did what? Jeremiah and Tartuffe and...
Yep.
I don't know. It was yesterday. That's too far back. I don't remember. This is a word that comes to us, according to one wordsmith, from the Shakespearean character, Huck, in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Turns out that this word, in its first iterations, really was much more malign and dark and sinister than the way we use it today. Huckish is now an adjective meaning impish or whimsical. That's Ronstadt. That is worse. Right?
I don't know about the impish part.
You imp, go back in your bottle, would you please? Originally it's supposed to, Puckish and Puck were, evil spirits or demons, you know, I mean.
Whoa.
You know, all the bad stuff. But it has come to us today to mean something a little less, a little more benign, I guess is the way to put it. Impish or whimsical. That's the definition. Puckish. P-U-C-K-I-S-H. Ron, when was the last time you felt puckish?
Probably about 30 seconds ago. Yeah,
I knew he'd take that opportunity.
Hasn't been
all right,
long.
Pal, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it. Treat it with love and tenderness and care and put it in this little box, and we'll talk about another one tomorrow morning.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to collect it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to study it. And then I'm going to go to Texas and coach football. Yeah. Mac Brown. All right. Hey, buddy, thanks. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye. Yeah,
have a good day. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call me and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL Highs, Taraj Sutz, and Brian Chakos just walking in. Brian, how's it going there,
bud? Hey, Ron, what's up, pal? You doing all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
Not bad. Good to see you.
Happy morning to you.
You are my hero. Have I ever told you that?
So full of it, man.
Yeah.
So full of it.
Yeah, you're my hero, buddy. I don't express that enough.
You don't. You really don't.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever expressed it before, in fact.
You have not. You have not.
And probably won't again when I... I've just taken leave of my senses for just a few moments here.
Exactly.
I got all excited. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just talking off the top of my head.
Wednesday today?
Not much.
No, day it is. Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday morning.
Hump day.
And, we get over the hump. It's cruising downhill toward the weekend.
Cruising downhill.
I love it.
Well, let's do this. I got a good joke.
Good.
I got a good joke. So
it's about time.
It is about time. It's about time. So here's the joke of the day, folks. Clean joke of the day.
All right.
The barn at Larry and Susan's farm burned down, and Susan called the insurance company.
Wow.
Susan, we had the barn insured for $50,000, and I want my money. The agent says, wait a minute, Susan. It doesn't work quite like that. We will determine the value of the old barn and provide you with a new one of comparable worth.
Mm-hmm.
Susan says after a pause, I'd like to cancel that policy on my husband.
cancel that policy on my husband.
And that, folks, is a clean joke.
Okay. All right. Where'd you get that joke?
That is from an Al James.
All right. Listen, man, have a good day.
See you, pal.
You got to be better than that joke.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bill Malega is a veteran history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. We caught up with Bill last week at the Teacher's First Breakfast. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Along with being like a pseudo-assistant principal at times and part of a leadership group to really channel and help Chapel Hill High School grow with another new principal incoming. Teach four different classes. I teach freshman standard world history, two classes of AP world history, and then four classes of great American conflicts on the Civil War and World War II. So I can help see the students grow from freshmen to seniors, kind of you know, help them along, which is great if you get somebody that you're really attached to. It's always trying to be innovative. We just finished making our fourth documentary. We read a book by Alex Kershaw, The Bedford Boys, about a town up the road in Virginia. Actually got him to come to the high school to meet our students, and it's about a town in Virginia that was wiped out on D-Day. And so we followed their trail from London to the small remote town of Ivy Bridge, England, where they went lights out. We got to meet people that knew them. So, and it was seeing this little small English village come alive and so appreciative of our students being there. And then we got to go onto the beach at the exact moment when the soldiers landed with Alex Kershaw walking us through his novel. And then we went up and had a special ceremony in the American Cemetery. And so our students are part of a class that takes my history class, goes to an English class and reads that novel. Then they go to a web design class and use green screens and video and audio to make a movie. So always trying to stay on the cutting edge, be a little fresh, and give our students the whole well-rounded experience, which makes our school district special.
Gee, can you tell Bill Malaga is excited about what he does? Bill, I always enjoy talking to you. I wish we had a couple of hours.
Amen. Anytime.
You do such exciting stuff in the classroom, and thank you so much for being a teacher. Yeah.
Bill Malaga, outstanding history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Great Outdoor Provision Company is celebrating the women's active lifestyle this month with Prana Sportswear and our Girls Night Out event. Join us tomorrow for an evening of inspiration from Carborough resident Sage Roundtree, a Prana athlete and yoga professional. Great Outdoor Provision Company is committed to the lifestyle of the woman athlete. You'll find Prana's performance fabrics and beautiful clean styling to be a spring favorite. Drop by the shop and see what's new for spring. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center. Learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruiser's has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. Remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. 54 degrees, mostly cloudy today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, particularly. Our 60% chance of rain today. Look for a high today in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high of about 80 degrees.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals